Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, great to have you with us. It's a Money Monday, and on the Money Mondays, we go to David Fisher, who's the CEO and founder of Landmark Capital, to talk about your portfolio and what's going on. And David, I always am glad to talk to you, and an early happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as we delve into this. I got to tell you a funny story. I'm at a hardware store this morning because we've got Grandpa coming in to see the ankle biters for Thanksgiving. And but don't worry, we won't have more than 10 in our house. There's a couple of things because Grandpa's a fixer-upper that he always is like tooling around the house wanting to make sure things are. And I didn't want to have him do that. So I thought I got to get a couple of things fixed before he gets here. And I'm at the hardware store this morning and I hear one aisle over, I hear the owner, it's a little mom and pop shop, and I hear the owner just arguing. They're arguing about Trump and Biden. And he goes, don't give me that. My 401k is just fine today. And they say that it's going to crash if Joe Biden comes. And the guy turned around and goes, well, that's just because of the vaccine. And they got it. They went, huh, and they parted ways and went their separate directions in the store. And I thought, oh, my goodness. Well, sure enough, here we are today. Vaccine is driving the markets, is it not?
Well, it's factoring in about 100 points only. So, you know, we probably should call this Medicine Mondays instead of Money Mondays, because another vaccine came out. I mean, 3 weeks ago, it was Pfizer. 2 weeks ago, Moderna. And today, AstraZeneca. It's a British drug out of Oxford there. It's not having the bang effect. So as each drug has come out, the impact on the market has been less, almost non-existent right now today. So it's only about 100 points in the Dow. And in fact, this drug, there's many advocates of the drug are saying it's great, but it's probably never going to get in the United States because the FDA is probably not going to approve it. So efficiency is about the same as the other ones. There's two different tests that they did, but it wasn't tested enough and broad-based enough. So what the good news is, we're going to get a vaccine, and it'll probably be on the next 2 to 3 weeks is what all the analysts are saying. But as far as the market, I think Morgan Stanley says it all this morning. He said that the market, this is Wilson from Morgan Stanley, the key, Michael Wilson. He said that the markets are just getting a bit tired right now. So, you know, we're getting lack of stimulus. In fact, the Mnuchin's asking for the $455 billion back from the Fed, which is going to leave the market empty-handed from stimulus from January 1 till inauguration. So we could have some problems coming up, but the market's just kind of stuck in a small trading area. It's not really booming. It's not busting, and it's not being influenced by vaccines.
Gotcha. All right. So there you go. And my crabby hardware owner and proprietors can argue all they want to about it. Hey, last week you were talking about a pretty big development with China, and that was they have authored this huge trade deal and they left the U.S. out of it completely. What's the fallout from that?
Well, the fallout is that some of our allies, four big ones, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, and the Philippines, are partnering with them. President Trump is retaliating, and good for him. He's closing on a deal of issuing a list of 89 Chinese companies, mostly in the aerospace industry, that would be unable to access U.S. technology exports. What this would mean to China, about $54 billion of their Chinese bond market could be affected by this sanction, according to Goldman Sachs. And the bigger concern is that the U.S. could cut off its dollar funding to the Chinese bank. And currently, about half of Chinese funding comes from $675 billion of foreign currency, specifically U.S. dollars. So imagine we cut that off. That's, you know, $750 billion almost, and then a huge funding. This would cause the Chinese would have to reciprocate. Probably what would happen, I'm speculating, but they've alluded to this, and they've already said they were going to be doing more of this. They would have to sell off U.S. treasuries, their foreign asset, to manage these, supplementing their banking system. So we could be on a teeter of a major dollar fall coming up, and that's what's also you know, being talked about in the news with Goldman Sachs and Citi.
Yeah. Well, given that that's all going down, Goldman Sachs and Citi made a huge announcement about the dollar. Tell us about what it means, you know, for the investor.
Well, it's pretty startling. They did this just shortly after we talked last Monday. So it's brand news to your listeners, might be old news to the markets, but it's not being talked about. But Goldman Sachs predicts a 6% decline in the dollar next year, and Citi says it's going to plunge as much as 20%. Now, let me put this into perspective, what that means. We've had a 4% downward movement in the dollar this year, which has caused gold to move about 25% up and silver to move about 35% up. If we have a 6% down, let's say Goldman's right, 6% down in the dollar, that means gold would equate to an upward movement around 36% and silver would move over 50%. If Citi is right, and these numbers, it's hard to get your head around this number now. If Citi is right, a 20% dollar downward movement, first of all, that's a crash in the U.S. dollar currency. That would equate to a 90% movement upward in gold and 130 to 140% in silver. So if you, when you start putting all these things together, this is why I can see now Goldman Sachs said 3 weeks ago, dump dollars, buy silver. Why Citi said buy gold, why Wells Fargo said buy gold. All these banking systems who operate in the dollar are seeing the sell-off by the Chinese of the dollar, are seeing stimulus still coming next year. And if this thing happens the way they're predicting, we'll see a big rally in metals next year.
Well, and given that, with everything else that we've seen by the unpredictability of the markets and the virus and the financial recovery still trying to take hold, and then a potential administration change, friends, there's a lot of uncertainty in the markets. And one of the things that David's doing right now is he's offering you that examination called the Financial Blueprint. And I want you to call and request one. David will walk you through it personally. This is a service that he provides personally, and there's a great little incentive for that when you call. It is a 1 ounce pure silver American Eagle coin when you go through the Financial Blueprint with David Fisher. It's just an amazing, beautiful coin. I collect them. They're part of my 401k, actually. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 is where you get all of that. And you can also request more resources online at landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, always appreciate you being with us on these Mondays, and a happy Thanksgiving to you.